It should be coming through soon.
Blog Talk Radio.
There it is. We've been waiting on that. First, our good Bob Marley, our friend. I'd like to let him do his thing for a couple of seconds. Make sure it looks good. And then we like to cut him off. So welcome, everybody, to yet another episode of You Create Change Radio. I'm excited. It's been an amazing week. I appreciate everyone who's been listening, who's been following, who's been supporting, who's been giving us a lot of love on the site. And I'm ready to get today started. I'm your host, Keith Leonard, here today at You Create Change Radio. And, of course, my co-host, Bree Lee.
Yes, yes, yes. Good evening, everyone. I am so excited to be here. I look forward to Mondays, you know?
Every Monday.
It's just like you got something to look forward to.
Every Monday, man. Well, I am definitely excited. Trying to pull out my notes here. We got to definitely do some more preparation for you all this week. It's definitely been a lot of improvement, and I appreciate everybody rocking with us. But we're going to go ahead and just kind of get started. You know, as we always start, we like to let people know what's going on today and what happened last week. So, Bree, do you mind taking us for a quick review of last week?
Oh, yeah. Last week was episode number 5 on goal setting. Man, did we get into some yummy stuff. Man, we talked about the difference between goals and dreams. Ooh. Goals being your steps, dreams being the final product.
Yeah, yeah.
Setting small goals, how to set goals, you know, period, and also the common mistakes during goal setting. So if you guys didn't get a chance to tune in last week, I highly, highly encourage you to go to youcreatechange.us, go to the radio section, and all of our archive video or radio shows are there. Go ahead and check those out.
Yeah, 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 yeah. We have those going, so please check them out. I know a lot of people contacting me this week, told me that they really enjoyed the last show that we've done, and we only plan to get better for everyone. So as we jump into today, we're going to be talking about self-communication. That's something interesting. I love this topic because I don't think a lot of people really understand too much about self-communication. I think they kind of get lost in that and just communicate with others, but they don't realize how much they communicate with themselves, and that's probably the most important conversation you need to have.
Oh, I agree, man. I agree.
So if you could open us up, please, with the opening question of the day, of the week. I hope you guys have this question because we're about to answer it.
Yes. So the question of the week is, how often do you talk to yourself? Man.
How often do you talk to yourself?
I talk to myself all day. People probably think I'm crazy because I talk to myself all day, every day about just everything that's going on.
Well,
it didn't used to always be like that.
Let me ask you this. Do you verbally, out loud, talk to yourself, or you talk to yourself in your mind?
It's both. Like, when I speak to myself out loud, I'm normally in the car by myself, and I'm sure people probably think I'm listening to the radio and singing along, but I'm really just talking to myself. Like, really? Did you forget to put your clothes in the dryer today? Yes, yes, you did. All right, well, let's make sure we're better next time.
Yeah, it's definitely one of those conversations. Interesting. It's like playing yourself in chess. I don't know. It's one of those difficult things to do, but it's very necessary. So as we jump into the information today, I want everybody to know that today we're going to be talking about self-communication, how important it is to talk to yourself, and what to say to yourself. And I believe it all starts with confidence. When you start talking to yourself, you start to build confidence. You know, you start, Brian Tracy said, you know, you should always tell yourself how much you like yourself, or how good you feel, or how beautiful you are, or, you know, how today is going to be the best day ever. Those, in my opinion, are called affirmations.
Yeah.
And that affirmations help you get through the days, help you stay positive, help you look at the bright side of life. They help you look at the yin instead of the yang. You know, it definitely helps you look at the light instead of the dark. So, I believe it's, you know, it's built, you know, really by completion of goals and overcoming obstacles. You know, it's like this positive self-talk, and it kind of allows you to do uncomfortable things, you know, when you start talking to yourself. I mean, how many times have you not been able to do something but start talking to yourself and you kind of talk yourself into it?
I've definitely talked myself into some stuff. I'm trying to tell you, when I go shopping, it's very easy for me to talk myself into that deal when I know I shouldn't be buying.
No, it definitely is. You know, also jumping over hurdles, you know. I've heard a man say, all you need is 30 seconds of courage. If you tell yourself that you can do it for 30 seconds, you actually have done it. And you can do it over and over again for the rest of your life. So, you know, kind of talking about that confidence building, again, when you have the self-communication aspect, you got to talk to yourself in confidence. Talk to yourself, you know, with boldness, with you know, sureness that you can actually complete it. You know, it's like I said, how much do you like yourself is an important question. I don't think people really think about how much that's self-communication. How much do you like yourself? How pretty do you think you are? You know, how is your self-esteem? What level is your self-esteem on? That has nothing to do with anybody else except yourself. That's what you tell yourself every day. You know, it's very, there's beautiful women out here, but they don't really believe it, so they still need confirmation from others. So they, you know, they may post their body too much on Instagram or post too many selfies to see how many likes they get. They don't get enough likes, then they feel that, you know, their self-esteem drops. And that is all how much you talk to yourself and how much you communicate with yourself. And also, you know, your self-communication also, it combines with your spirituality. You know, it, when you start talking to yourself, meditation, you know, getting into your inner self, I believe it gives you the ability to connect with a higher power. You know, I don't know if you would agree with that, but I believe, you know, it's definitely self-talk, self-communication is on the lines of meditation and spirituality.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people get scared about that word meditation, but really, it's really just talking, yes, to the inner you. You know, you have something else that's going on in you, and there's something that's greater than you that you feel can help you with whatever it is that you're going through. So I truly agree with that.
Yeah, yeah. You know, so I would agree with that 100%. You know, that higher power source that a lot of people, you know, whether you call it God, whether you call it, I don't know what religion, whatever it is, but it's an infinite power, it's an infinite source in which we all come from. And to be able to talk to yourself is to be able to connect with that. And I believe that's also intuition, your first mind thoughts. You ever heard, you know, we always hear people that say, you know, follow your gut, listen to your intuition, follow your heart. That is not, that's not an outside source. That's an internal thing. That's a conversation you have with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Or like when you have that, or when you ever say that term, it's like, I knew I should have done that, or I knew I shouldn't have done that. That's
Man.
That self-talk you have with yourself, but you didn't necessarily listen to it. Because you don't, I know for me for a long time, I didn't really see self-communication as such an important factor in my life and allowing myself to give myself the answers. I always felt like I had to go outside and someone else had the answers versus, you know, having this internal being of myself to, I have the answers already. I already kind of know what it is. It's in my subconscious.
Yeah. You know, I listened to a story that Wayne Dyer talks about. He said that he had left his keys. He had lost his keys in the room. And a lot of people realize when you lose something, whether it's your mind, whether it's something like your keys, whatever it is, you look around like, okay, what was my last step? What did I just do? You know, where was I just at? But unfortunately, you know, with our lives, we tend to look for the answers outside of ourselves.
Yeah,
you know, we don't stop and think about, okay, how could I have done that better? You know, we don't ask ourselves those questions. So when you say that we are looking outside for the answers, so, yeah, going outside looking for the keys that you lost inside, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
It doesn't
make
any sense.
Yeah, everything starts on the inside. That's, you know, when you get a gift or a present, the gift is on the inside of the wrapping, not the outside. So that's where the gifts are. And that's where you find peace. That's where you find life purpose, patience. Everyone wants to find out what they're here for,
mm-hmm.
what they're meant to do. No one can tell you what you're meant to do.
Mm-hmm.
They can advise you. They can give you something that they think that you're meant to do. But no one can actually tell you what you're meant to do. No one else can make your dreams come true because no one else knows what they look like.
Yeah.
You are the only one that carries a vision.
Mm-hmm.
You're the only one that carries a torch for your own destiny. No one else carries it for you.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're not in tune with yourself, your other self, there are two yous inside of your body.
Mm-hmm.
There's a physical and a non-physical.
Mm-hmm.
If they're not in harmony together, you won't be able to be led down towards your destiny, towards your life purpose, because
mm-hmm.
you're not communicating with your non-physical self.
Yeah.
You're stuck physically in the, you know, the material world, the cars, the money, you know, whatever it is that's out here, all the negativity that's out here. We're so caught up in that and trying to fix that, trying to fix everything outside that we're not fixing the other self, the other part that communicates.
Oh, we're
with.
Neglecting it 100%, man.
Ask yourself, where do thoughts come from?
Yeah.
Where do original thoughts come from? They come from another place,
mm-hmm.
not here. So if you have an original thought, that's another you. That's another source of power that's working with your physical source. They have to be in harmony. You have to have that conversation with yourself in order for harmony to happen, to really know what you're supposed to do, because they work together, not against each other.
Yeah, and so, to manifest, exactly, manifest the answers that you're talking about, yeah.
So as we move forward, who do you think you are? This is very important. Who do you think you are is probably one of the most important concepts, I think, that we're going to talk about tonight. You know, who do you think you are? You know, what do I look like? What do I smell like? What do people think of me when I'm not around? Those are questions that we ask ourselves subconsciously. What do you look like? Every morning you wake up, you put on something. You put on clothes, you put on, I'm actually talking about clothes. We have a great interview coming up from a fashion designer owner of Prestigious Clothing. We're going to get into that in a minute. But what do I look like? What do I smell like? And what do people think of me when I'm not around? And we have this conversation. I call it the me versus me conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And one side of you is going to say, you can't do it. It's going to take too long. It's hard. And then there's another you that says, you can do it. It won't take long, and it's easy. It's all perspective in which one you decide to go with.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, we go with the material aspect, the physical world, what the physical world has given us, what we can see now, what we can see today,
mm-hmm.
because we can't see the future, but we can have vision of the future, and that vision comes from your other self, the other part of you that you communicate. That comes from the manifestation of thoughts. That comes from the non-physical. It comes from the source. It comes from God. It comes from the ultimate power that creates us all. That's where the answers are. That's the conversation you need to have. And if you don't take a moment out of your day to have that conversation, you're going to lose that life. If you don't, that's why meditation is important. That's why silence is important. If you don't take a moment out to sit in silence and have that communication with yourself, you won't get the answers to your problems.
Mm-hmm.
And also like to call, you know, a part of this self-communication aspect, I call it the lights, camera, action effect. Now, lights, camera, action. Bri, you're an actor. You know, and what do you feel like that means to you, just on a personal note?
Oh, on a personal note, really just knowing who you are and being able to be comfortable with who you are and accepting who you are and allowing yourself to be who you are. So lights, camera, action is really just a becoming enlightened,
mm-hmm.
Knowing that others are able to view you, and then acting on what it is that you truly believe inside. Because you have people that are going to witness what you're doing, but they don't know why you're doing it. You know why you're doing it. But at the end of the day, you're making an impact. You're making a change in other people's lives.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Every time you decide to turn on the camera lens, and I call that waking up in the morning,
mm-hmm.
and stepping outside to society, it is life, camera, action. It's time. It's time to perform. You have to perform who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And we are all actors of identity. We act how people identify us rather than act how we identify ourselves.
Yeah.
I've been told, because I'm 5'9", 5'10", on a great day, not a good day, but a great day, that I'm short. So I have now identified myself as being not a tall person, because that is the identity that the society has foisted on me. It's not something I chose. It is, now, if everyone was 5'8", I would be tall.
Mm-hmm.
I would be considered, you know, considerably tall. So a lot of times we're giving these identities that we have to live up to. You know, when you were born, you were given a name. You didn't choose your name. You had no choice, but you claim that as you.
Mm-hmm.
When somebody asks you who you are, you're going to say, I'm Bri. When somebody asks me who I am, I'm going to say, I'm Keith. That's not who I am. That's what a name someone has given me still.
Mm-hmm.
That's not who I am. That's what's been given to me. Personalities. Personalities come from your environment, what you grow up in.
Mm-hmm.
And then family values. And a lot of that comes from background, religion, you know, beliefs. Whatever it is, how you live, your way of life, the food you eat, that usually comes from a background, a family values. But how can we switch that up? Well, just ask yourself a couple questions. Who would you like to be? Who would you like to be?
Yeah.
What traits of personality would you like to have? And I like to use this as an example, but what animal would you relate to? You know, that's, you know, me personally, I believe that I would relate to a dolphin.
Mm-hmm.
A dolphin, I always thought they were like the heroes of the sea for some reason. You know, I kind of love their joy. I love how open and free they are. And I love how they stick together as a community.
Mm-hmm.
So those are a couple of questions that you definitely want to ask yourself. Who would you like to be? What traits of personality do you want to have? And what animal do you relate to?
I think the animal that I would relate to would be a cat, very graceful and very classy with whatever they do. So, and the cats are just so quiet, and they go for what they want no matter what.
Uh-huh. Cats, yeah. There's like cat people and there's like dog people.
Yeah.
I consider myself a dog person, definitely.
Oh, for pets,
but,
for sure. You know, give me the dogs for pets.
But I do appreciate the cats for cleaning themselves. You ain't got to worry. You got to worry about them. So I do, and they're actually a lot more independent. They're
yeah.
one of the most independent animals. So I can definitely see why how you can relate to a cat.
Yeah,
absolutely.
They can live in the wild as
absolutely
you know, by themselves.
So. Self-awareness is kind of going to be the last topic of the night before we move on to our interview of the night. I'm really excited to be interviewing this individual. But, yeah, self-awareness. I always say this, to be aware of yourself. The mind is only allowed one thought at a time. That's it. Because we are so aware of what goes on around us, we hardly find a situation to be aware of ourselves.
Mm.
We're so aware of everything else.
Yeah.
It's not likely we're aware of ourselves.
You know, and I think that it has a lot to do with the fact that we keep our eyes open and we just focus on all the material instead of closing our eyes and focusing on the visions and the dreams that we have in our mind.
Yes, yes. And what is self-awareness? Here it is. Self-awareness, it is a conscious act. And why it is so difficult to access it is because we live and operate on a subconscious level. As all living beings do, animals, insects, and agriculture. So because we operate on a subconscious level, we're not aware of the conscious thing that we're doing most of the time. Because we're like blinking. You're not aware that you're blinking. You're not aware that you're breathing. You know, those are things that you're not aware of, but you do all day. Licking your lips, anything. Tapping your feet. Those are subconscious acts that we live in. And self-awareness is when you think about what to think about. How often do you think about what should I be thinking about right now? Not often. And the ability to observe yourself in the third person while completing any life action. The ability to see yourself doing something while you're doing it. The ability to think about a sentence before you actually say it and figure out this is going to be the best way to promote myself as a person. And to be aware of yourself is to be aware of God. And that is something, a statement that I deem. So that's our main information for the night. For, of course, our feature of the night, the highlight of the night, we have our interviewee, Mr. John Wallace. I'm actually going to have Bree go ahead and introduce some of the information before we get started with the interview. Bree, can you please introduce our feature of the night?
Absolutely. Mr. John Wallace is a wonderful fashion designer of Prestigious Clothing. Prestigious is inspired by classic style, street, and high fashion, a brand created for the well-rounded man who appreciates his individuality, exudes prestige, and bridges the gap between street and gentleman style. Prestigious is at the forefront of creating our own innovation and lifestyle. Man, I'm really excited to hear this. I've seen some of his clothing, and it's amazing. I've actually bought a shirt, and it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, yeah, I have some clothes, too. So as we bring him in, Mr. John Wallace, are you here tonight?
Yeah, I'm here, man. Thanks for
hey,
having
man,
me tonight.
It's a pleasure to have you. We've been definitely, you know, promoting your stuff. Your clothing is just phenomenal. And it's an honor to have you on our show tonight.
Thank you. I appreciate it, man.
So, as you know, I got a couple questions for you. I definitely want the people to fill you out to know who you are. If you don't mind just taking, like, maybe a quick 60 to 80 seconds to kind of just introduce yourself, where you come from, and what you stand for, and how you create change through your brand.
Man, John Wallace, man. I grew up in Gardena. Single household, my mom, and didn't really have much of a father figure. And, you know, that always bothered me when I was younger. But, you know, as I got older and I went to college, I always knew that I wanted to succeed in life. I always wanted to, you know, defeat the odds and not become a statistic. And, you know, I always had an eye for fashion. It's crazy because when I went to CSUN, I was originally going to be a probation officer. And that's just something that I was telling myself when I was younger, but my passion was fashion. I always cared about what I looked like. I always cared about what I had on. I always cared about when I woke up in the morning what I was going to wear. And the crazy thing is that I always knew how to draw. And, like, it was crazy to me because I didn't like to draw, but I knew that I could draw. I had the ability to draw very well. And,
we've
one
seen
day
that
I was like,
we saw some of your drawings on there.
Say it again.
I said that we've actually
Say
saw some of your drawings on your social media. So make sure you check that out.
Oh.
Check out some of your drawings. It's pretty impressive.
Oh, okay. Yeah, man. So I I was in a dark place, man, and I was asking, I would ask God, like, why did you give me this talent to draw? And I didn't understand, like, because I didn't like to draw. And I was in a dark place one time, going through a lot of family issues and stuff like that. And, man, I was just laying down by myself in the dark. And I was just like, you know what? I can't sit up here and cry about the situation, be depressed or anything. So I got up and I did what I knew how to do, which was draw. And, you know, the vision came from there. And I just remember everything just being on a piece of paper, and then me just working and being persistent. It just came into fruition, and now it is what it is today. Mm-hmm. And it's been so much growth from where I first started to where I am now. It's just like, I just, you know, thank God, you know, that he's given me the strength to push forward. He's given me the power and the knowledge to continue to go on and learn more information and just, you know, just apply all these things and through my clothing. Clothing is expression. Mm. Everybody yeah. has their own taste. Everybody has their own style, and that's what distinguishes you from everybody. You have your own way of thinking. Everybody has their own taste, their own flavor, and it's crazy because it could be 10 people wearing the same exact thing, and it would look totally different because everybody of each and every one of them has their own style and would wear it a different way, and that's just from having different perspectives. I try to exude confidence, you know, through my clothing, and it's something that I believe every man should be able to do is to be able to wear something, you know, to like an upscale event. I have something for that. For a casual man who just wants to be on the street, just I have something for that. You know, so that's just I try to embody all of these different, you know, looks into one, like fuse it into one. So that I can have what I call a prestigious man, you know, and that's what I'm aiming for, is to have a lot of men exude their own prestige, because like my motto is, it's every individual prestigious in their own right.
Right, and that's on your website as well. Let me ask you a question, because you know, as we talked about self communication today, I want to ask, because I know it was definitely important in your journey to success. How many times you have to talk yourself out of giving up?
Out of what?
Out of like giving up or just quitting, or you know, I know those times it got hard. I want to know like how many times you have to talk to yourself.
Oh man, out of that. I gotta give myself a pep talk all throughout the day. Like all throughout the day, I can't even count how many times I like gotta like, John, you gotta do this. John, you gotta, you know, you gotta push through it, even though it's hard, even though it's a struggle. You still gotta, you know, persevere and not feel defeated, because man, being an entrepreneur, at times it could just be so overwhelming, you know, and I have to constantly, you know, empower myself and give myself, have self motivation, and I listen to like Eric Thomas, Les Brown, and those guys give me motivation. So when I can't muster up the courage or the motivation to keep going on a day to day basis, mm-hmm. I just turn on those guys and they get me fired up, you know, and that's how that's how I continue to keep the fire burning and self-motivate myself every day. I just got to keep doing it. And I tell myself, this is the year of execution. This is the year of execution. So, you know, so at
that's
the beginning
right.
of the year.
Pumping yourself up.
Say it again?
I'll say what it sounds like is kind of like you pumping yourself up, you know, and that's,
man,
that's awesome.
I have
to. That's awesome to hear. So having no background in fashion, and this was obviously written to us, you know, and you know, the information that we kind of asked you, the questionnaire, you said that you had no background, but you always had the vision. How important was that vision, and how important is that vision to you right now?
That vision is everything. For me, this is my life's work. This is what I feel like God put me on this earth to do, because it wasn't my, you know, first option or the first thing that I wanted to do. It was something that was manifested on the inside, and it just, man, it's crazy. it's so crazy, man. I just give all the glory to God, man.
You know, and obviously, you know, we, you know, for for those who don't know, me and John actually know each other on a personal level, and I've actually been able to watch his story and see this manifestation and how much hard work he's put into it. And I just find it interesting that you definitely said something that I wanted to pull out, and I kind of wanted you to kind of just touch on real quick before we wrap up here. But you said that you can't please everyone. This is something that you actually wrote to us. Right, when we asked you, you said you can't please everyone. So have fun and let your creative juices flow. How does that work when it comes to, like, marketing your clothes? And, you know, it's, of course, some people might not necessarily like the fashion or agree with the pricing. How do you still market that?
It's just you have to be 100% confident in your clothing. You have to be 100% confident because, you know, not everyone is going to like it. But I'm confident enough to know that I have a quality product that someone in the world would appreciate. And that's where I get motivated, because it's like I have a certain demographic that, before I catered to, but then now I'm moving up to, like, higher fashion. And, you know, I have to ask myself, like, man, these price points are pretty high compared to what my old demographic was used to paying. But because I believe in the quality of my clothing, and I believe in the quality of just the process that it took to make this my latest collection, which is the Chevron Capsule collection, I just believe so much in it that, you know, whether it's sold or not, I just had to put it into the universe and let the world, you know, decide if they wanted it or not. And from the looks of it, you know, I did an amazing job from just, you know, selling from sending shirts to, like, Miami to Kansas. So all people, it's crazy to me because this collection I've sold to so many people that I do not know, because I'm targeting a different demographic. And that right. shows, you know, the quality and the prestige of the line, because, you know, you could have, like, your homeboy or your homegirl, and they'd be like, oh, that's tight in there. They may not even like it, but they're supporting and buy it because it's you. But when you have someone that you don't know, that you've never met before, and they buy your piece, that means a lot, because this person is buying into you. They're buying into the product that you're putting into the universe, and that's huge. Yeah. That's huge for someone to do that, you know. So I'm confident enough in my clothing that, you know, I just put it out there, and whoever buys it, buys it. Whoever doesn't. And, you know, at the end of the day, I'm going to live by that. And, you know, I just love the collection, and that's the only thing I can do.
Self-communication, we talked about earlier. I love how you mentioned confidence. That was the first thing we talked about, was confidence, is, you know, how much you like yourself. And you heard John Wallace say it. You have to pump himself up. You know, as Brian Tracy said, I like myself. You know, I'm doing great. So that's awesome, man. I definitely appreciate you coming though today, sharing your thoughts. Make sure you go to prestigeace.com. Follow his line at prestigeace on Instagram. John, thank you. You've been a blessing to us. And we look forward to having you again, man.
Oh, man, thank you, guys. This is definitely an awesome opportunity. And, you know, I'm eternally grateful, you know, that you guys actually brought me on the show, man.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, that's it for the interview today. For all those who are still listening, I want you to know that this week, coming up next week, we got a new feature. Next week we will be talking about personal development, how important that is to be successful. We've got a new feature coming up next week. Bree, can you please bring it in?
Yes, our new feature next week is going to be Mr. J.R. Rivera, a.k.a. The Extra Mile. Check him out. You probably saw him on BET Awards as the announcer. This man is phenomenal with his motivation in helping athletes and young ones move forward.
There you go. Mr. J.R., he will be on here next week. And please follow us on Instagram at YouCreateChange. Please like our Facebook. And always ask your question. Always ask yourself the question: do you create change? Because here at You Create Change, we embrace the difference. Everyone, have a beautiful night. We will see you next Monday.
We out.